Chapter 12. Join the Attention Resistance. Practices. 2. Practice 4. Try slow media. In 2010, three people in Germany wrote what they called the Slow Media Manifesto and posted it online. The manifesto starts by saying that the big changes in the first 10 years of the 21st century have created the need for a philosophy of slow media. They got their idea from the slow food philosophy, which was invented in Italy in the 1980s, and which says that people should eat local, high-quality food instead of fast food. The Slow Media Manifesto asks people to think more about the way that they use media. When you use slow media, you need to concentrate. You cannot use them in a casual way. Slow media are higher quality than other kinds of media. This is a very European idea. Europeans focus on high-quality media in the same way as they focus on high-quality food. Americans, on the other hand, try to achieve a low-information diet, where they try to reduce the amount of news and information that they look at so as to make time to do other, more useful things. This is like the American way of healthy eating, where we focus on not eating things which are bad for us instead of concentrating on finding good things to eat. Both the European and American philosophies have good points, but I am suggesting that you follow the European one. In this section, I want to talk about how we use social media, especially as a way to get news. Many people now get their news from a group of websites and social media apps, which they always look at in the same order. If you are interested in politics, for example, you will probably choose to look at a series of news websites which match your opinions. If you like technology or sports, you will look at other websites. An important part of this process is the order in which you look at websites. We do not usually decide the order in which we visit websites. Instead, it is a sort of habit. We are so used to doing this that we do not even notice we are doing it. Social media companies love this behavior. As if you check 10 different websites 10 times every day, it helps them to make money. But if you do this, you will not be better informed than if you checked just one good site once a day. Slow media help you to behave differently. The first thing you need to do is focus only on high-quality news. Breaking news, a news report on an event that is happening now, is almost always lower quality than a news report after something has happened, because journalists have had time to understand it. Also, try to find and follow only the best writers. Of course, a good thing about the internet is that anyone can share their ideas. However, for news reports, it is better to limit yourself to people who really know about the subjects that you care about. This does not always mean someone who writes for a famous newspaper or organization, but you should find people whom you know are smart and understand the subject. This is much better than following a Twitter hashtag or a Facebook timeline. A small amount of high-quality writing is much better than a large amount of low-quality writing. Here's another idea from slow media. If you have strong opinions on politics or culture, it is always good to find the best arguments against what you believe. I live in Washington, D.C., so I know professional people who work in politics. An important part of their job is to find out what their opponents are arguing for. These political professionals are often much more interesting to discuss politics with than people who just have strong opinions. Another important slow media idea is that you should decide how and when you are going to look at the news. I suggest you limit looking at the news to special times during the week, instead of all the time. I also suggest that you choose a special place to look at the news, so that you can give it your full attention. This place should be somewhere you enjoy being. For example, perhaps you read an old-fashioned newspaper in the morning over breakfast. This will tell you about all the most important stories in a better way than you could achieve online. Then, on Saturday mornings, perhaps you check a small number of online news sites and writers, choosing the news stories you want to read. After that, you go to a local coffee shop with your tablet and read the stories you have chosen. If you can download these stories before you get to the coffee shop, so that you are not distracted by the internet, that is even better. If you follow this practice, you will be well informed about the news and the subjects you care about. But you will not waste your time clicking for news in the way that many people do. If you are serious about the attention resistance, you need to be serious about how you get your news. Practice 5. Use a dumb phone. Paul works in a normal job, and he is not an old person. In fact, he is quite young. I need to tell you this because of what he decided to do. In the fall of 2015, he replaced his smartphone with a very basic phone with big buttons and a big screen. It is a phone designed for old people. People call these phones dumb phones. I asked Paul about how he felt after he started to use a dumb phone. "It's silly, I know, but the first few weeks felt difficult," he told me. "I didn't know what to do with myself." But then he started to enjoy the benefits. He no longer felt that he was dividing his attention when he was with his wife and children. I hadn't realized how distracted I had been around them. When he was at work, he was able to do a lot more. Also, after those first few difficult weeks, his feelings of being bored and worried disappeared. I hadn't realized how anxious I'd become. His wife told him that she had noticed how much happier he seemed. Even the technology website The Verge has admitted that a dumb phone with no camera, no apps, and no internet might be a good idea. After he had become tired of constantly checking Twitter during the 2016 presidential election in the USA, reporter Vlad Savov wrote an article with the title, "It's Time to Bring Back the Dumb Phone." In it, he argued that changing to a simpler phone was no longer as big a decision as it would have been a few years ago. His main argument was that tablets and laptops have become so light and easy to carry that you no longer need a smartphone. You can use your phone for calls and messages, and you can do everything else on your tablet or laptop. Some people want to have both choices. Sometimes they want to have their smartphone with them. For example, on a long trip or when they need to use a special app, and sometimes they want a simple phone which will not distract them. However, they worry about having two different phones with two different numbers. There is now a solution to this problem. There are special phones called tethered phones, which behave like a simple dumb phone, but which you can connect to your smartphone. Imagine you are leaving home and do not want to be distracted. You turn on your tethered phone with a few clicks on your smartphone. When you have done this, all the normal calls you receive on your smartphone will be sent to your tethered phone. If you want to call someone, it will show the number of your smartphone to the person receiving your call. When you are ready to stop using your tethered phone, a few more clicks will end the connection between your two phones. So, the tethered phone is not a way to replace your smartphone, but it does allow you to take a break from being distracted by it. Using a dumb phone is a big decision. For many people, smartphones are a way of managing modern life. They protect you from getting lost and feeling alone. So, for some people, this practice might seem too difficult. Also, some people need their smartphones for special reasons. For example, if you are a healthcare worker who visits people in their homes, you will need to be able to look at Google Maps. If you live in a city where it is dangerous to walk at night, you will need to be able to use ride-sharing services like Uber. there are other people who are not really distracted by their smartphones, so there's less reason to remove them. I am one of these people. I do not use social media. I do not play games on my phone. I am very bad at texting. And I already spend long times away from my phone every day. I could replace my used smartphone with a simpler phone, but I do not think it would make much difference. On the other hand, maybe you think you do not really need a smartphone, and your heart is telling you that your life would be much better without one. If your smartphone addiction is making you tired, it is possible for you to say, "No more," and it will not be too hard to do.